for whatever reasons, avoid it because they understand the implications for their life if this verse is true. But in any case, there is a great resistance to this verse. And if you're not familiar with this verse, we're going to look at it at this point and try to set forth for you why it is a verse designed by God to bring about the final revival. If you've been following this study and at the same time receiving the newsletters that we've been sending out from 2002, the April and two May issues and the July issue, where we've been dealing with some of these concepts concerning Daniel 11, 12, and Daniel 10 as well, then you're familiar with the presentations in the newsletters and the tapes with the idea that in verse 36, Uriah Smith takes a wrong turn in identifying the very first phrase of verse 36, the king that shall do according to his will. He changes the word he to a king and uses this to identify the king as the French Revolution. And therefore, when he gets to verse 40, the king that he thinks has been under discussion is France. And he approaches this verse and ends up seeing three different players in the verse. Well, let's read the verse 40, and I'll set that out for you, just as a contrast on the correct position of verse 40. We're going to look at Uriah Smith, but let's read verse 40 of Daniel 11. And at the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots and with horsemen and with many ships, and he shall enter into the countries and shall overflow and pass over. Well, for Uriah Smith, the focus of the beginning of verse 40 is that at the time of the end, the king of the south will push at him, and this him has to be the king in the previous verse, verse 39, and the prior passages before that. And for Uriah Smith, that was France. So in this first phrase, he would tell us that at the time of the end, the king of the south, and who he identifies as Egypt, was going to push, and the word push means war against, was going to begin a war with France. And then it says, and the king of the north, and he would identify the king of the north here as Turkey. So he describes a three-way war in this verse. But as we pointed out, the pioneer position was that the king of the north that is being identified here is the papacy, and that the papacy is the subject of the last passage.